The financial services sector plays a vital role in a country's economic development and stability. To keep up with financial advancements, it's crucial for the sector to leverage secure and up-to-date technologies like robotic process automation, RPA. And only 44% of financial services sectors in Malaysia have adopted RPA, making it the lowest among Hong Kong and India. In the face of complex regulation, challenging environments and extensive paper-related tasks, banks and financial institutions in Malaysia may lag in adopting innovative technologies. However, with evolving compliance regulation, changing business models, heightened customers' expectation, retention concerns and the threat of security breaches, now let's take a deep dive into how banks can embrace innovation. Let's welcome our guest, Mr. Truan Dang Hua, the chairman of FPT Information System, one of the mother company of Arcabot. I want to say thank you very much, Mr. Hua, for joining us. Maybe firstly, can you provide a brief overview of what robotic process automation, RPA, is and its potential applications in the Malaysian financial industry especially?
Good morning, everyone. It's my pleasure to have you today. For Arcabot, instead of using RPA as a term, we use a virtual assistant or virtual workforce. It means that anything that can routine tasks, people can bot can mimic the human interactions and with the digital system. So they are designed to handle repeat rule-based tasks in daily communication. So anything routine, they can apply for bots for automation.
And what are the primary benefits that RPA can bring into the Malaysian financial institutions moving forward?
Yeah, there are many things that we can, human can be replaced, like customer onboarding. When you when customer open or closing account, this need to put the gather information, collecting information and verify identity and generate necessary documents. And also processing loan application, like when people filling the form, the bot can extract the data by OCR technology to extract the data and gather information and get it into the system. Or for the automate the customer support, so it can integrate with the AI generative to generate the contextual sophisticated advice to customer, or maybe automated KYC.
Despite the evident benefits of incorporating automation into financial operations, it is surprising to note that only 44% of financial service sectors in Malaysia have adopted RPA. And what are the primary reasons behind the relatively low adoption rate of RPA in the financial sectors in Malaysia?
I think there are few, but number one is implementation cost. So when you implement the RPA, you need to initial cost. So the bank or the organization, when they starting to implement, they don't know, they cannot calculate the return on investment. So the mission of Arcabot or our platform, at one of other platform, is to reduce the initial cost to give the chance to apply the automation. And number two is lack of a skilled professional to implement the RPA. This is not hard, but you still have to study to understand how to create the bot and to run the bot. These are two main reasons. And for other, you still have some things more, like you have the legacy infrastructure that isolates and cannot connect to others, or the process standardization. So every corporate, every company have different process in even department. So when you not standardize, the bot cannot apply. I think it's four major things that can stop a Malaysian company and organization to apply the RPA.
All right, I'm going to move to a bit smaller groups. Are there like specific challenges or barriers that organizations in collaboration with other companies in Malaysia face when considering the implementation of automation in financial operations?
Yeah, actually, yes. There are many mainframe, many own system that cannot that isolate from the other, and we don't have the API to connect to the other modernized system. So it's costly, not only money, but only workforce to do that. So this is one of the other concerns.
Many financial institutions still rely on outdated legacy system to support their back-end operations across core functions such as account opening, account setup, transaction processing, and others. Can you provide an example of specific legacy system commonly found in financial institution and how RPA can integrate with this system without disrupting day-to-day operations?
Yes, they are like the loan organization application. They have the system inside is from IBM mainframe 50, 60 years old, and it's so isolated. So when do the task, people have to sitting down in the mainframe and do the task. So by using RPA, you can mimic the human, so they can capture the screen, extract the data and put into the new model, and surprisingly and luckily that RPA is also the good candidate for data restrictions, because on the track record data is tracking, so it's a battle for a finance audit, and it's also enable people to modify the both the script for the new rule. So any regulation change, you can modify the both, modify the script and the run on the new rule. And also automation can help ensure that sensitive financial personal data is not accessible by human eye. So when people see it, it sometimes is sensitive data. So by using the bot, you can get about it. So it's a huge advantage of applying RPA.
And Mr. Hua, how do you address concerns related to data security and compliance during the integration of RPA into sensitive financial processes?
Yes, as I just said with you, data there, but when you apply RPA, you can track on the traceability of the data, and you can give the flexibility to adapt to the new rule for the data privacy.
And given that the banks, we want to talk about this, before we touch on the bank's financial institution, maybe you can share to what degree can financial institution customize RPA workflows to adapt to industry-specific regulations and other limitations in terms of companies?
Yeah, so on the companies, there are many rules and regulations. This should be report and tracking daily, and it costs a lot of time and effort. Sometimes some companies have to request 100,000 of tasks per day, just tracking the data through email, through folder, and everything. So by using humans, it's costly, and we can replace by RPA, so it can solve.
And move on to the banks and financial institution operate within highly regulated, complex and challenging environments. Can you share specific use cases where RPA has accelerated financial reporting cycles and improved accuracy? And with this sensitivity of financial data, how does RPA also ensure data security and privacy in automated processes?
Yeah, actually, Akabot have 3 years, and we run over 4,000 customers around 20 countries, and we see a lot of use case in banks. And I just give two typical case studies for applied RPA in bank. Number one is for internal service reporting description. So in one of our biggest bank company, so most of the internal finance service reporting the process of risk and management department would require checking and scanning all of the customer response through email, and finding the results would be sent to related person, person in charge of finance, of legacy, and to provide all the information to notify to the user. So problem is that through that activities, it's on the simple task, but there can be over 1,000 requests per day. And process is also required frequently tracking and updating hour by hour, nearly 10 times a day, an hour from 8 morning to 8 p.m. Too much time and effort to handle it. And after apply RPA, 100% of the process can be handled automated and handling up to 1,500 requests per day, saving 500 hours a month for all the employees. This is number one. It shows how RPA can be effectively for simple and manual tasks. The second one is also the project that Akabot had done is for another bank in Vietnam is using the bot to do the currency transaction. Mm-hmm. So report. So it's an active legal department to help prevent the money laundering in banks. The process also involves many steps from converting text file to Excel file, looking up information on a financial crime compliant, extracting to the file, and finally inform the user to the results. So the process is complex with lot of steps, involve handling various file formats and completed tasks. Although there are only 25 a day, employees still get overloaded. So after apply RPA, both can complete 100% process. So
okay, Mr. Hall, we have another balance of 2 minutes. Maybe I want to have my last question. Looking into Malaysia's potential in terms of RPA adoption in the next several years, can you share some insights into any upcoming partnerships or collaborations that Akabot is exploring to further enhance its capabilities in addressing the financial industry needs?
So we see that Malaysia is a compelling market. You put a lot of effort on IT and for economic growth, IT industry and digitization is the pioneer. And we see Vietnam and Malaysia is at similarity, and we can bring all of our practice in Vietnam to Malaysia. And FPT have 15 years in Malaysia. We have more than 500 local people, so we can leverage the local team there. With partnership with our strength in technology, we can help Malaysia to strengthen the RPA adoption and also digital transformation.
And we hope automation continues to fulfill and shift for all most Malaysian businesses and even the financial institution moving forward, so we can enhance and harness the financial landscape. I want to say thank you very much to our guest, Mr. Tran Dang Hua, the chairman of FPT Information System. And all of our discussion here will be featured in AstraOne.com.
Thank you very much.